You're tuned to 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's Public Media. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. Coming up Saturday, July 8th, it's Bulldoze Disabilities at Old Tri-Lakes Banquet Hall on Bun Street in Bloomington. This earth-moving equipment experience for kids, and yes, their parents, runs from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Organizer Tom Kirk says there's a twofold reason for this event.
One is to raise money to help kids, and the other is just to see the excitement they have when they're getting rides. I mean, everybody wants to ride a machine when they're little, and even some of the parents when they come out there. And the people that run equipment, it makes us feel good to see the excitement in their eyes.
Well, let's talk about the equipment rides and the various equipment you have there. I'm presuming bulldozers?
Oh, absolutely. Bulldozers are fun. They're loud, and they're obnoxious, and they're fun to sit in. And then we've also got a rubber tire backhoe. They're the ones that you can drive around with the scoop in the front and the digger in the back. We've got a really big kind of a dump truck. It's called a haul truck. The thing is huge. And it's nice because there's actually a passenger seat in it, so there's plenty of room for that. We'll have a couple semi-trucks driving around where kids can ride in them. There'll be a garbage truck and then several excavators. An excavator is the tracked machine with the big scoop in the front.
Okay, so it's sort of like a steam shovel kind of
a
thing.
It is a steam shovel, but now it's hydraulically driven.
Ooh, so it's not like Mike Mulligan and his steam shovel, that old book.
Right.
It's something different, a little different.
It's a new version, Mike Mulligan with hydraulics. It's quicker and quiet.
comparatively quiet.
Yes, and that's a really common machine. Most people recognize that because that's what you see in your subdivisions digging, and they're easy to transport.
So when we say the kids will be there, they will not be actually operating the equipment. They'll be in the equipment.
They'll be in the equipment. Some of the kids, you can actually hold the hand of the operator to feel the movement, because most of the machines are actually operated with your hands, either your hands or your feet. The excavator and the dozers are hands, so you know you can kind of feel and see the movement of it. That's pretty neat.
Are there age limits?
There are no age limits. You know, really, if your child is very, very small, you can hold your child in your lap and take a ride. Some of the pieces of equipment, there wouldn't be room, you know, for an adult and a child, but some of them there are. Really, if no age, anybody can come. Adults can ride if they want to ride. It is fun to see the eyes of even the adults, because most people aren't around this, so it's fun for them too.
It's a really rare opportunity. These are actually things that we can see all the time. We see them moving down the streets, we see them on construction sites, but this is the closest you'll be able to get safely to it.
Yes.
You can't just wander onto a construction site and check
right.
it out and really just get inside the cab and really experience it. This is a rare opportunity.
Yes.
But it's also a serious opportunity because you're raising money for kids. So let's talk about the organizations you're raising money for with this particular event.
Okay, we decided to go with two organizations, and one of them was the Central Illinois Sled Hockey Team.
Now, what is sled hockey?
I kind of visualize it as a wheelchair on ice. It's for disabled, you know, children or people that have a disability of some sort. And, you know, this machine or this sled sits on the ice, and the child holds two sticks, and at the bottom of the stick is a point. So you can pull and push yourself. And then on the top of it is the part that you hit the puck with, so you can flip it over, hit it. It's really neat, and it allows a lot of children to be active and participate in a sport that otherwise they would not have been able to.
And the other organization you're raising money for?
The other organization that we decided to go with was St. Jude Midwest.
There's all kinds of things also going on during Bulldoze Disabilities. You're also going to be having a dog adoption event going on.
That's correct. So we're excited to be able to use that property, and it's also kind of an open house for the Wishbone Canine Rescue. So they're going to kind of take advantage of all the traffic and all the people and the excitement of the kids and have an adoption day.
You're also going to have some face painting going on?
Absolutely. We're going to have the zoo lady is going to have a booth there. I have no idea what she's going to paint on the faces, but maybe you can get a tractor or something like that.
that would be cool.
A bucket on your cheek.
You could be a transformer or something like that.
That would be cool.
That would fit in.
Yes.
And are you going to be having a raffle by any chance?
We are going to have a raffle. So a lot of local companies, businesses have donated either a service that they provide, tickets to an event, you know, merchandise. And when you come in, you'll check in, you'll sign a release form for your child, you know, waiver of liability, and your child can ride, they'll get a bracelet, and then you'll also get a ticket.
That's Tom Kirk, organizer of Bulldoze Disabilities, coming up Saturday, July 8th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Old Tri Lakes Banquet Hall on Bun Street in Bloomington. I'm Laura Kennedy.